Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need
what?
All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it, oh. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
we tried that we could be somewhere. The climate is warm long as you arrive.
Welcome back, I was just saying, because it's been a minute. Welcome back to High School Agenda by yours truly, Becky Green. We will be speaking and taking questions today on the employee mindset. I'll get more into that later. Don't worry, this will not be your average sophomore boring conversation that your parents set up. It's strictly made by teens for teens. So speak your mind, make your voice heard, and connect with others, and I obviously hope you all enjoy. So we're going to be here. We're here every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 7:30. I did, by the grace of God, get an offer to extend the time of my show. And at first I accepted, but, you know, just with me being so busy lately, I don't think I can do a whole hour. So I might go to 45, but for right now it's still at the 30. But I had to stop the music a little bit earlier today because I want to talk about the employee mindset. And what I mean by that is, you know what I saw on Facebook that is so funny? It said that our generation is obsessed with looking successful but not actually being successful. Okay. Technical difficulties. Our generation is obsessed with looking successful and not actually being successful, meaning that, you know, people just want that life. They want the look of that life, you know, stuff like that, but they don't want to work hard for it. And to be honest, I can tell you that I was kind of one of those people. Well, not, it was more so me just knowing that everything mostly, you know, came easy to me for the most part. And I'm not trying to be considerate and things like that. Like me, I've never really had to study for a test or anything like that. Like most of the time, everything just comes to me naturally. So I just felt like, you know, I don't need to work hard too much at anything. And after having a really meaningful conversation with my mother, I realized that it's time for me to take it to the next level. Like I turned 18 this year, and it's time for me to start working harder. And it's not that what I'm doing right now isn't okay or it isn't good enough. You know, it's just not good enough for me. It's not good enough for my standards. My mom said I'm not average and I wasn't born to be average. And I keep wondering why I don't really have that many friends anymore. Like, even the friends that I did have, we don't really talk to each other like that anymore. Like, it's so different. In the new school, I don't really talk to these people anymore. And I was wondering, like, why do I not have a whole bunch of friends? And why do I not have a whole bunch of this and that? And it's because of the fact that God wants me to, I don't know how to explain it. He wants me to go to a higher level. And I just felt the need to talk to you all about that today. And I'm not going to be talking about God. I mean, I talk about God. I'm not saying I have nothing against God, but I don't know who has anything against God. I mean, you know, I just don't want to be biased because I don't want to be, like, all preachy and stuff like that. What I'm going to be talking about is the employee mindset, because I feel like we all need to get out of that employee mindset. Like, what happened to creating businesses? What happened to that? Like, you know, and everybody tries to make it seem like opening a business is so difficult. And I'm not saying that it's not difficult, but I'm saying if you work hard at it, you'll get it. You'll get it. And when you look at, like, all of these celebrities and you hear their stories and stuff like that, like, it didn't just come. You know, it is not something that just came out of nowhere. Like, they actually worked hard for these. Even if it was. I hope you guys have been able to hear me because my phone has been acting up. But yeah, even if it wasn't just physically working for something, it was mentally working for something as well. I've shared these stories, the success stories of these celebrities and stuff like that, because it's living proof. And we live in a very materialistic generation. Like, everybody needs to see something. Not everybody has faith because not everybody believes in God. But you cannot ignore people's success stories because the proof is in the pudding. They're working hard for these things. And it's like today, and I'm not even talking from, like, a black point of view or anything like that, but most of the things that we are in right now is modern-day slavery. Like, going to college and stuff like that, that's not, I'm not saying it's not modern, but student loans and stuff like that, it's modern-day slavery. Even in history, I was learning that they created credit, you know, for people, like, just, you know, buy now, pay later, because they want people to be in debt, because they want them to owe them money. Therefore, they're getting more money. It's like, it's amazing when you really sit down and think about these things, about how the government, not even just the government, just other people in the world, like these super million gazillionaires, how they profit off of people's ignorance. And I could have been one of those people. I was even thinking about, you know, I'm like, okay, how about I join, I wanted to go to this U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado. And I'm thinking, you know, they're going to pay for everything. This is going to be great. You know, I won't have to worry about student loans or anything like that. Because, like, I really just want to, you know, you really just want to do your own thing. Like, most people really don't want to go to school. And that doesn't make them a bad person. Bill Gates didn't automatically go to college. Beyonce didn't graduate high school. Jay-Z didn't graduate high school. Like, these are things that I'm saying. Like, it's like we have this tradition as to where it's like people don't feel like they'll be successful just because they don't go to college. And it's nothing wrong with going to college, but it's nothing wrong with not going to college as long as you're creating your own business. Because you want financial freedom. Everybody wants financial freedom, but you have to work hard. And it's a quote. It says, we do what we have to do now. We do what we don't want to do. No, we do what we have to do so that we can do what we want to do. It's like you work hard now, you struggle now. But it's like we just have to believe in ourselves. And people, you know, I think it's funny, but it's like, you know, it's people, you know, we joke around and say, like, oh, you know, everybody knows you're supposed to believe in yourself and stuff like that, but really, who's really believing in themselves? Like, seriously, honestly, who seriously believes in themselves? Who doesn't doubt themselves at all? And, of course, we all are human. We have our insecurities. We all do. Trust me, I do too. And it's like I'm learning, and as I'm learning, I'm teaching you all as well, because I want everybody to be successful. These are just like little things that can make us great now. And it's like most people don't learn this stuff until they're adults. And I thank God that I have great adults in my life who are teaching me these things now. And like, I've been hearing stuff like this my entire life. But it's like now that I'm older, I'm just now registering it. Like, it's just now getting into my spirit. Like, seriously, into my mindset. Like, you know what? You have to start believing yourself. Even in Beyonce said, winners don't quit on themselves. And seriously, and when I say quit on yourself, I don't mean like, oh, you know, just walking around like, oh, I don't believe in myself. Because nobody does that. I'm talking about, oh, when you want to go for a certain job or a certain sport, a certain career, you don't do it because you're like, oh, you know what, I might not be good enough, or I might not make the team, or stuff like that, oh, I like a certain girl, but I don't know if she likes me that, I like a certain guy, and, you know, she might not like me that, and stuff like that. it's like, it's just amazing. Cause, you know, realize, you know, even with me being as positive as I am and trying so hard to make sure that I'm breaking my generational curses and stuff like that. By the way, a generational curse is like something that everybody in your family goes through. Like, it's a pattern, I want to say. It's like a pattern. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. So, I'm sorry, guys. It's a cycle. So what we have now is fight against that cycle. We have to be better than the generations that were before us. And, of course, I mean, that's a lot of pressure sometimes. And that's, I think that's like what I opened the show talking about, the pressures that, you know, society and our peers put on us as teenagers. And it's because they want us to be great. Even diamonds are created from a lot of heat and pressure in the crust of the earth, okay? Molten hot rock. All of the pressure condensing it, pressing against it. And it comes out a beautiful, priceless piece of stone that people buy, they pay for. This is what people give to people that they love. People really go out and rob people for these kind of things. It's not something that just everybody can have. And that's how I feel right now. And that's how I feel like most teenagers feel. I feel like that's how most of us feel because, like, our parents are constantly on us. Our teachers are constantly on us. You know, and not all of our friends are constantly on us. And that's what I've been thinking about now because I'm like, now the friends that I have, I don't feel like nothing against my friends, but I feel like nobody's pushing me. I feel like I found myself always pushing myself or always pushing somebody else. But the only person who's pushing me 24/7 is my mom. It's like I want friends that push me too. I want friends that say, but hey, you know, you're doing okay. This is good and everything, but you need to go higher. And I don't mean like, oh, criticizing you because you don't need nobody that's criticizing you. Anybody that's criticizing you or making you feel bad about yourself, you need to stop talking to them instantly. I don't feel like that's somebody that you need in your life because right now we need to be focusing on the positive. I mean, it depends on whatever you want to do. But I think that people should go to college. I think it's just the fact of I just feel like we should always have a backup plan. And no, not a backup plan. What did my mom say? Something. I feel like we all need something that nobody can take away from us. Like having that business for generations and generations to come. And that was like one of the main differences between African Americans and Caucasians. African Americans, we don't plan. We don't save. We don't leave, you know, funds for our children. I mean, we give them a lot of spirit. And sometimes it's hypocritical, and that's why we don't succeed. You know what I mean? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, people keep telling you, oh, do this and that, but you don't see them doing that themselves, especially with adults. And I feel like that's how it kind of is in the Black communities. And it's not because, oh, they just want to make sure they can do it and they don't. It's because they want us to be better. And I'm just like, I mean, I've been saying this, but like, seriously, today, guys, it's really just not registering within me. Like, I don't want to have a temper. I have a little temper. I don't want to have a temper. I want to be great, you know? I want to be a doctor. But my thing is, I want to also have something that nobody can take away from me. So now I want to make a business. And I've always wanted to make a business, but, you know, and I'm still asking God to show me. I'm still waiting for my passion to show up in my life. Because when you're a jack of all trades like me, it's really like, I mean, it's kind of like you're pretty good at everything, but it's nothing that you just want to do 24/7. It's just like, oh, I'm good at that, so I could do that. Oh, I'm good at this, and so I could do that. So, I just want us to. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Hold on. Time. Anyways, so what I wanted to talk about was this employee mindset. So back to the employee mindset. We have we've been taught, every generation before us until now, we've been taught that you have to work, right? work, you don't eat. And that's fine and dandy, but why? But why not work for yourself? Why not be your own boss? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? It was like this successful entrepreneur that said, like, you know, I thought I was the perfect person for the job, so I hired myself. And that's what I've been thinking about now. Like, why work for somebody else? Why make somebody else's dream come true? You understand? Like, do you really understand what I'm saying? Like, the person who opened McDonald's and stuff, like, they have millions of people working for them, fulfilling their dreams. Dunkin' Donuts, all of these franchise businesses, Sam's Club, Walmart, everybody else, these are people's dreams that they've let come to reality, and now everybody else working for them. So why not have somebody working for us, too? We can do those same things. We can be successful. We have to own our own businesses. We have to end this lackadaisical, just want to work for somebody mindset. Everybody's like, oh, I'm going to just get a job. You know, I'm going to just get a job that pay me. Da, 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 da. But nobody's ever going to pay you what you're worth. My mom tells me that all the time. Nobody's ever going to pay you what you're worth. You know, I would even conduct a study. I'm even thinking about that now. Conducting a study with, like, everyday average workers. And if you say to them, if you were the boss, what would you pay yourself? If you were the boss, how would you run things? And you'll really be surprised by people's answers. It's like everybody, it's like, oh, what did my teacher say? My teacher, he says that everybody wants to start, and he was like, everybody wants to win the race, but you want to start at the finish line. No, he didn't say that. That was my youth pastor that said that. We want to run races, but we want to start at the finish line. Meaning that you just want it already. You just want it instantly. And that's been my issue. I've been thinking that everything is supposed to be instant because everything has instantly come to me. And it's like, no, now it's like I have to push myself. And now I want you all to push yourself. And every week I'm going to be pushing you too. Because I feel like this is what I was called to do. And I feel like we all relate really well. Like, if we could get together to talk about foolishness, if we could make people billionaires off stupid Facebook videos and stupid stuff, even Kim Kardashian, and even people like that, even people like Kim Kardashian and the rest of it. I mean, I love Kim Kardashian, but I'm just saying, you know how she got started and stuff like that, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, like, even people like that, and everybody's like, oh, what is her purpose? You know, what does she even do? Why is she even famous? And it's because she believes in herself. She's confident in herself. She doesn't have to do anything. She has faith. Even if it's not a spiritual faith and it's not a Christian faith, she has confidence in herself. She believes in herself. Now that's why she can sit back and make millions off of posting new pictures. I mean, not new pictures, off of making emojis. Like, as soon as she made that emoji app, she had over, like, 9,000 downloads in, like, a minute and made $9 million, almost $9 million from it. It's amazing. You look at these people like, oh, you know, they're so stupid and stuff like that. But it's, like, it's the power of thought. We don't realize the power of our thoughts. The power of your thoughts is what's going to make you. The power of your thoughts is this man, his name is Neville Goddard, and I suggested you guys listen to him before. His free ebook is on YouTube, and it's like an hour long. He's old. He's not alive anymore, but this is back in the day. And he's telling us things that are still very relevant now. And when my mom told me to listen to it, I'm not going to lie, I was like, you know what, I really don't want to do this because I feel like I have better stuff to do than be sitting to listening to this old man talk for an hour. And I'm so serious. And she kept telling me, oh, you need to listen to it. I'm like, girl, boy, I need to listen to that. But then when I really started thinking about it, and then it's like I just keep hearing the same things over and over again. Every millionaire, every entrepreneur, it's like they have the same story. And I don't mean the same background story, but the same story to success. And when you take away the personal, you know, aspects of it, it's the same things. It's the same kids, it's the same steps to success. Starting off not having money, starting off in a bad environment, and being that one person, that one different person, that one person to make a change. And that's what they say. People who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who actually do. Take Harriet Tubman, for example. Me and Mom were talking about slavery, and Mom was like, back in the day, I could not have lasted. And I think about that all the time, too. I'm like, you wouldn't have caught me, okay? I would have been the first one to jump off the ship, okay? Because I would not want to be in those situations like that. You understand all the stuff that they went through? And Harriet Tubman fought against that. She freed so many slaves, knowing that she could be killed for it. And she said, this is one of her quotes, she said, I freed 1,000 slaves. She said, I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. Think about how deep that is. And we're not saying, like, think beyond the physical. Of course, physically, they knew they were slaves. But mentally, they were so used to it, and they were so scared to break free of it, they didn't even go with her. And she freed thousands, and she said, I could have freed thousands more, only they knew that they were slaves. And this is back in the days. This is hundreds of years ago. And she thought like that. And everybody would, back in the day, you know, imagine if you were a slave and somebody like, oh, I'm going to free everybody. I'm going to free you. Come on, we're going to run away. With all of those people, the way they hung and lynched and all the Jim Crow laws and everything else like that. Imagine that. Would you have been able to do that back in the day? No. You see how strong that woman is? And now she is going to beat on the $20 bill. The first African-American to be on the 20 on the money in America. And I always thought it was going to be Obama. I'm like, I hope they make like an Obama dollar or something like that. And let me get an Obama dollar. I want an Obama dollar. But no, we got Harriet Tubman dollars. And not to be, you know, shallow, but she's not even attractive. So that just shows you the state, her state of mind. They put her on here because of her worth. Okay, her worth. Imagine what she would have been doing. Imagine that. And how about we be the modern day Harriet Tubman? How about we do that? How about we free our people from student loans, from all of this debt, from all of this stress? How about we do that? How about we be the ones to change that and free our friends, free the ignorant people that we know, free our family members? Because I know everybody got a shady family member. Everybody got a shady family member. Everybody got a family member that did that wrong. Like, trust me, my grandfather, okay, let me share something personal. My grandfather is this, I don't even know where to start my grandfather. Like, he's German, but he was always with Italians. And then, you know what, I really don't even want to get into him because I love my grandfather with all my heart, but he's busy. He's very, very busy. So now what I want to do is, after all of that with my grandfather's side, everybody has a mom who works hard or a dad who works hard or a family member, somebody you see. And it's like, why not help them? How about we help them? And I'm talking about helping now. Let's write these books. Let's start these businesses. Everybody has a special gift. Even if you can't see it right now, you have to go deep within yourself. I think everybody should even meditate. I'm going to start meditating more. Meditate within yourself. Envision yourself. It was a series. It was a movie. First it started off as a book, and then they turned it into a movie. It's called The Secret, and it's about visualization. And nobody understands the power of visualization. Sit down. Visualize yourself doing whatever it is that you want to do. Visualize yourself opening up whatever. Say, I don't know, my phone is retarded. Then don't think like, oh, I'm crazy or anything else like that, or somebody else is going to bother me. Get in a quiet place in your house where you have peace and envision yourself. Envision yourself. Seriously, I'm so serious, guys. I'm serious. Don't stress about a whole bunch of stuff, because that's all I've been doing. All I've been doing is stress. That's why I haven't been on the show in like 2 weeks, because I had to take all of this. These tests, I had to take SATs, I had to take